Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Friday, August 14th edition. 17 unread text messages during the break. Benson won. Michigan Forward Network. I don't even know who this moderator, this gentleman is asking her the questions. But this is Jocelyn Benson with a studio mic in her face, sitting down in an armchair, casual setting across from the interviewer, where he talks with her about taxes in Michigan. This is what Jocelyn Benson had to say. Let me tee this up. Let's back it up.
What's the state tax rate in Michigan? What's the state tax rate in Michigan?
Well, we have a sales tax of 6%. We have a very low income tax.
What is the state income tax?
I'm not sure off the top of my head, but we have. But I do think we need to re-examine our entire tax code.
Did you hear what she just said? What is the tax rates in Michigan? 6% sales tax. Check. Correct. We have a very low income tax. Okay, what is it? Well, I'm not sure off the top of my head. Are you kidding me? You're running for governor, lady.
Well, we have a sales tax of 6%. We have a very low income tax.
What is the state income tax?
I'm not sure off the top of my head, but we have. But I do think we need to re-examine our entire tax code. We do have, for example, the fact that you can you can fuel a private plane in Michigan without having to pay taxes on that fuel. Mm. Right. So, and that's, you know, unique to Michigan and a few other states. So I do think a lot of aspects of our tax code need to be reexamined and modernized, and that's one of the things I want to bring people together who have an expertise in a tax code and in economics to help us figure out so that we can make a more equitable tax code for the state of Michigan.
Equitable. Equitable.
What's the state tax?
Do you believe this woman?
Sales tax of 6%. We're very low.
Equitable. What does equitable mean? Equitable. The more money you make, the more taxes you should be able to afford to pay without it affecting your lifestyle, your standard of living. The more money you make, you can pay more. And it won't affect your ability to make a mortgage payment, pay for your vehicles, buy food, go on vacation. It won't affect you as much, because you see, you make so much money compared to people at the lower end of the income spectrum, you should be able to pay more. So therefore it becomes equitable. Whenever you hear a politician use the word equitable, it means take from the rich to give to the poor. How is that done? State government, the cost to run Lansing, all the programs that they have, they sit down and they spend the first half of the year doing next year's budget. Statutorily, they've agreed to get it done by July 1st before they leave for summer recess, summer break, 4th of July, the entire beautiful summer here in northern Michigan until they return after Labor Day. So what you do is you do a budget forecasting the income revenue coming into Lansing via the taxes we have placed upon us by the politicians in Lansing. State government is completely different than federal government. We've been running deficits in Washington forever. Google search, find the United States debt clock. Look at it. However, the federal government can print money. States cannot do that. States, all 50 states, must balance their budget every single year based on tax revenue that comes in via the various taxes, sales tax, income tax, fuel tax, cigarette tax, marijuana taxes, on and on and on and on. Every single tax you can think of is the revenue side of the budget. They then have 14 bureaucratic agencies and departments set up in Lansing state government that spends that money. Michigan is the largest employer. Our state government, folks, in Lansing is the biggest employer in our state. We have more state employees than General Motors, Ford, and whatever the hell they're calling Chrysler now combined. I believe the last number I heard was 45,000 government workers work for the state of Michigan in one way, shape, or form. Supposed to be in offices, they're not there. Working from home, contractors, vendors, people that actively do work for the state of Michigan, 45,000 people, we pay their salaries, their vacation time, their benefits, their health care, their dental insurance, and in some cases, their retirement plans. Do you have a retirement plan? Or are you going to live off of Social Security? Work for the state of Michigan, put in your 20, 25, 30 years, you're set for life. Healthcare, I mean, don't even get me talking about public school teachers. The best benefit package on the planet is to be a public school teacher. But that's a whole nother show. We could do an entire 3 hours on that alone. The taxes that this woman, as the next governor of the state of Michigan, needs to be more equitable. Less taxes for lower income people, more taxes for rich people. Do you know the state of Minnesota has five, not one, like we have 4.25%? They have five income tax brackets. This is exactly what Benson is talking about doing to our state if she becomes the next governor of the state of Michigan. A tax code that is more equitable. If you want that clip, I believe it was 47 seconds, text me Benson1 and I'll send you the link. I can't believe that this woman thinks that our income tax, which she doesn't even know off the top of her head what the tax rate is, isn't equitable now where everybody pays the same. Well, low-income people, Randy, they got to pay their housing costs. They got to be able to buy a vehicle to get back and forth to work. They have to be able to buy food. They have to put clothes on the kids' backs. Charging them a flat rate of 4.25% is not equitable. It's not fair. Meanwhile, people like Perry Johnson and Mike Cox, they should be able to afford a higher tax. You see, this is what the problem is, folks. We have a governor candidate who wants, instead of cutting the budget and the expenses of government, She wants to make the tax code more equitable. Again, her own words.
Well, we have a sales tax of 6%. We have a very low income tax. And then we have...
What is that state income tax?
I'm not sure off the top of my head, but we have... but I do think we need to re-examine our entire tax code. We do have, for example, the fact that you can fuel a private plane in Michigan without having to pay taxes on that fuel, right? So, and that's, you know, unique to Michigan and a few other states. So I do think a lot of aspects of our tax code need to be re-examined and modernized, and that's one of the things I want to bring people together who have an expertise in that, in a tax code and in economics, to help us figure out so that we can make a more equitable tax code for the state of Michigan.
More equitable. You can't make this stuff up. And the interviewer, one thing, and I've listened to this now, I believe 15, 16 times, when he asked her the question about what is the state income tax, and she kind of blows him off very flippantly. Well, I'm not sure off the top of my head. Did you hear him clear his throat? When I'm talking on this microphone, giving my opinion, reading news stories, and then giving my opinion about those news stories, when my throat closes up because I'm getting mad, I have to clear my throat. It's exactly what he did. Listen closely when he asked her, what is Michigan state income tax rate? Well, I'm not sure off the top of my head. Listen to his throat.
Well, we have a sales tax of 6%. We have a very low income tax. And then we have...
What is that state income tax?
I'm not sure off the top of my head, but we have... but I do think we need to reexamine our entire...
Hold on. What did you just say, lady? Wait a minute. My throat's closing up. I got to clear my throat. But he didn't follow up. He just allowed her to continue her babble. If you want that video and you want to share it, simple link. You click on it. You listen to it. I'll text it to your phone. Text me Benson1. Because I'm sure this is not going to be the first video soundbite of her between now and November 3rd. Benson 2, Benson 3, Benson 4, Benson 5, Benson 6, they're coming. Benson 1. And then share this with everybody you know. Final thoughts on this topic, this gubernatorial candidate, Jocelyn Benson. Short break, we'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I drop 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one, phone continuing to blow up, 21 additional unread messages, Benson one. Everybody wants this snippet. Well, I've stored it in my phone, so all you have to do is text me Benson one. Officer Rick, I can't open stuff on X. Yes, you can. That is a direct link to the video itself. You don't have to have a Twitter X account to open it. It is a direct link to the video. Did you click on the link? Let me send it to you again. That should be the direct link, Rick, to the video. And why don't you have an X account? You don't have to pay to get the blue check mark. Just get a basic account. Then you can open up anything on YouTube, videos that are posted on X. So just do it. Just get an account. As a matter of fact, if you get an account, you can follow Trucker Randy. I pay $8 a month to have a blue check mark. You can see all my tabs. You can see all my posts, all my stories. Many of them I talk about on this show. I put them on my Twitter X account. Because here's the bottom line, folks. We need to share information. We need to do this. And we need to be able to absolutely show people that this is something that we want people to know about, whatever story it is, like this one here where she doesn't even know the state income tax rate. But yet she's going to get experts, economists, economy professors. She's going to get people much smarter than her on this issue, and she is going to get them to come up with a more equitable tax code. It's very simple. It's so very simple. She wants rich people to pay more. That's it. It's that simple. So, you want higher taxes? Lower taxes for low-income people. But if you make anywhere over $80,000 a year as a family, you're going to be paying more with Governor Jocelyn Benson. It's that simple. It's that simple. So she wants you to pay more, elect me governor. So we'll see exactly where this is, where this goes in the next couple of weeks. Because September the 19th, coming up on basically a month from right now, absentee ballots start going out. A month from this coming Wednesday is when they're going to start coming out. And you know what we're looking at? The process. The process of seeing who knows about these candidates. The one thing you have to understand, why she believes the way she does. Well, let's go back to her college. George Soros Foundation paid to educate Jocelyn Benson. That's simple. Put her in the position that she's in. Put her in office as Secretary of State. Just like they did with Katie Hobbs in Arizona. Secretary of State Katie Hobbs in 2022 administered and overseen the election of her own governor's race against Carrie Lake. Remember Carrie Lake, the real pretty news reporter that Donald Trump endorsed? Could destroy the media news reporters when they asked her stupid questions? She was going to easily beat Katie Hobbs because of the Trump supporters in Arizona, especially Maricopa County. Well, guess what? On election day, the machines in Maricopa County failed. They began to fail for over 7 hours in extreme heat, where a lot of the Republicans did not stay in line and they went home and did not vote. Low turnout in that election made Katie Hobbs the next governor of the state of Michigan, and it's exactly the same motive operandi Jocelyn Benson wants to use in November against John James to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. She's put forth rules to make our election not able to be audited or recounted. Well, Kevin Kiefsky is going to be on in the third hour today from 11:30 to 11:50 to explain his lawsuit that is moving very quickly through a judge's court process to stop those rules from happening and affecting November 3rd's election. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield next hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber.